Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, here's one of those accounts of a guy waking up, not knowing who he is. Michael Boatwright. This is out of Palm Springs, California, 2013. 61-year-old Florida man found unconscious in his hotel room.
All right.
Brought to Desert Regional Medical Center. 4 months later, woke up. However, he had no idea who he was, and on top of that, he only spoke Swedish.
Jesus.
He called himself Johan Ek, despite all his documents, saying he was born in Florida as Michael Boatwright. That guy, Michael, it wasn't me. I'm still Johan, he said through a translator. Boatwright / Ek had lived in Japan and China, but also visited Sweden. Doctors diagnosed the case as a transient global amnesia in a fugue, F-U-G-U-E. How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, well, it's fugue state.
Fugue?
Because I did see a story on this. Yeah,
you know, I know a guy who can translate that for us, who can pronounce that for us.
If
you bring a button, F-U-G, U-E.
We are looking at how to pronounce this word. We'll be looking at how to say more confusing vocabulary, including from music, classical music too. Stay tuned to learn more. In English, it's said as fugue. Both in British and American English, the same. Now it comes originally from French. In French, it's said as fugue, fugue. But because this U sound from French doesn't exist in English, fugue, fugue is how it's said in English.
Julian has laid it down. Fugue.
Yeah, I think that's what happened to Walter White in Breaking Bad.
Global amnesia in a fugue state. It could have been brought on by a traumatic event. Like waking up in a coma in Palm Springs, speaking an entirely different language.
They did one. I've seen a couple of these stories where it's kind of fun, not funny for these people, but they were different looking than what their accent was, so it made it even crazier. You know, not that everybody can't speak different accents, but it was like this Asian woman was speaking like with a New York accent or something like that. It was really hardcore. I can't remember what it was, but they just showed different people that woke up that spoke different languages that didn't look anything like people from those countries, you know. So it was kind of funny, they thought. Well, unless you have it, I guess. Does it last forever? That guy just does he have to be Swedish the rest of his life?
Yeah, it didn't follow up, but you know, the previous account I read said sometimes that goes away after a few days.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's Dr. Justin say about having a female doctor instead of, you know, a guy doctor making you live longer.
Give me a second to find Justin's email here.
10:52 last night.
And if you do have a syndrome, you can call us and tell us about it. Tyler won't make fun of your syndrome.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, he
probably depends.
Will.
Yeah. It's not a hobby, you know. You choose a hobby. You don't choose a syndrome. You know?
That was not our scenario earlier.
Let me make fun of your medical malady.
We don't do that.
No, we've never done that.
We'd never do that.
All right, Justin says.
Except for Tourette's.
Let me get this out of the way first. Being immediately thrown under the bus, ridiculed, and having my competency openly questioned on the air absolutely made my day. I felt the love. The study not only shows female doctors have better outcomes, but that the benefit is even more pronounced for female patients. You touched on some of the reasons for this. It's complex, but selection of brighter people who are extremely dedicated, persevere to overcome bias, don't have gender role models with generations of normalized terrible behavior, and excel at accountability and communication. Absolutely means better doctors. It applies to other leaders, executive politicians too, more with women educators in medicine. Hopefully,
women should be in charge of a lot of things.
Everyone will learn and benefit.
Women ran the world, we wouldn't be such murderers.
And it took about 12 seconds to get from female doctors are better to boners and female healthcare workers. I'll comment. From students, residents, and providers across all disciplines, healthcare is full of bright, beautiful people. Male patients can be absolutely horrible. They say and do terrible things to female healthcare workers. I have many colleagues who have been verbally abused, physically assaulted, including really odd things. Here's where the masturbation comes in. Like a patient on a ventilator masturbating and winking at a female physician in a room full of people.
Oh, not cool, dude.
Female patients.
Winking at her with a ventilator.
Right.
A ventilator.
Female
the
patients.
The family was relieved to hear that. Like, oh, he's getting better.
Also say and do terrible things, but it is far less frequent and in general without the same menace. Even I've been propositioned for all kinds of sex acts. Usually dementia, delirium, head trauma, or intoxication are involved.
Us too.
Right. And for the rest of us, regularly
questioned
too.
About my relationship status over the years.
You had head trauma. You want to bang me? Okay.
Had a female patient pull out a knife.
Whoa.
And try to stab me.
Not cool.
That stuff happens a lot. Generally, the situational, unintentional tumescence is expected and pretty harmless. Most patients are mortified, but it's a fine line, and I'm sure female healthcare workers will check in with their perspectives. OBs, and you were talking about the dilation yesterday, Nick. Learn how to measure cervical dilation through training, experience, and mentorship. This isn't my specialty, but early medical training is supplemented by simulation using models and standardized patients. I'm missing a ton of other medical topics recently discussed, but screw you, ungrateful bastards.
That's fair.
Yeah. Todd pulling the water polo thing out of his ass with Ted McGinley was awesome. He got
that
so fired
up. That
wasn't
out of his ass. Todd studied that.
By that, you could tell he was truly meaningful. It was a truly meaningful part of his life. He never gets to talk about it.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It was a great question.
He vented.
Yeah.
P.S. Everyone is reminiscing about you being essential workers during COVID. It was really a dark time for a lot of us. I wasn't seeing my family for weeks at a time. It was completely isolated. Everyone was scared, trying to get by each day. Listening to you and watching the NBA bubble was how I escaped during those long, early months. Trust me, you were essential.
Healthcare workers, obviously, a lot of them died, too. So when jackasses 4 years later come out and say, we didn't need all that shutdown, shut up, you.
Just throw the football, Aaron.
I work for Valentino's during deliveries, and we had a guy answer a door full Donald Ducking it. This pervert did it to a barely 18-year-old female driver, he said.
Oh.
I've had a few old fat women answer the door in just towels and nightgowns. Moaning.
Yeah, they were just hoping for the best.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I won't say this guy's name. You mentioned
So did
Tourette's.
He go in?
What do you mean, did he go in?
With the old ladies. They've got pizza.
Well, you
pizza, lasagna.
Oh, yeah, I'd stay. You're right. Would you like a piece?
Stay for a slice. A piece of what?
Yeah. Not you, but the pizza. Yeah, yeah.
You guys mentioned Tourette's.
We have to specify which pie.
While I do not have Tourette's syndrome, I have a severe unspecified tic disorder similar to Tourette's. It makes me say the most out-of-pocket things.
Oh, he does say bad stuff.
And while it's entertaining for others who know me, it's gotten me in trouble a few times. The worst one was saying, I have a bomb, while in the middle of a Walmart.
Oh, yeah, that's probably not good.
Thank God it was 6 in the morning and no one was around me.
Whoa.
Just blurted out of him.
If that phrase is always, like, is a possibility, how do you ever go to an airport?
We knew a guy, and this happened actually on the episode of Rescue Me, where the one guy's, that guy had Tourette's, remember that?
Yeah.
And he would call, he would drop the N-bomb on the guy he was sitting with. But I also, we knew a guy in real life that had a friend that had Tourette's, and just would yell the N-bomb for no reason. But he said that in places sometimes there were African-American people, and they had to explain to people, no, he's just got Tourette's.
Seriously,
he's
it's
he's
Tourette's.
He's not racist, man, it's Tourette's, man. And he almost got his ass kicked a couple of times, then he realized it's just something he said because he had Tourette's. So you can't control that. I mean, you can't control what you're going to swear, you know. And that guy knows that. Bomb at the Walmart. I shouldn't even say that out loud there. There's none. That was there's none right now.
No.
I told the story about you know, Ryan's at his probation hearing.
Yeah, I'm getting angry, right? Yeah.
No, it was there was a lady in the must have been a meeting of all these people who are on probation, but she had Tourette's. And the funny Tourette's. And was blurting
out swear words.
Out swear words throughout the entire half-hour orientation.
Like that hot chick on the internet, on TikTok, I think she's 18 now, barely. she says all kinds of crazy stuff, and she's got millions of followers, you know.
She was interviewed on one of the major news networks.
She was? How'd they get away with that?
They were just ready to bleep it out.
Yeah.
Because she'll be talking and going, like, little baby wiener. It's like,
you know, up top. You know,
I think I saw that was like Chris Cuomo was interviewing her, and he was having a very hard time not just laughing his ass off.
I watch her TikTok.
That would seem pretty easy to fake.
She's not faking it though.
She's not.
Yeah, I don't think she is.
She's been assumed, and because it's so weird. I don't think you could fake that. I don't really think you could.
Genuine.
She's very genuine, right? Yeah. And first of all, why would she fake that? She's really good looking on her own. She doesn't need to do a Tourette syndrome thing. Yeah.
What's the advantage to faking something like that?
1 million
she has
TikTok
a lot of hits,
followers,
a lot of views,
money.
But once they find out she does, first of all, the reason that's something you have from day one.
You're going to get exposed if you're trying to fake that. Eventually.
Right. People that knew you like in junior high would say, "No, she didn't have it then." You know,
it's tough.
And you can tell she's trying to get something out of her mouth.
Right.
And then
right.
all that other stuff comes out.
So she's trying to
slut. Slut. I love when she calls people sluts. You're a slut.
You can sense that she's trying to tamp it down, but she can't.
You watch her, Todd. You could. Yeah, she's genuine.
I think in that Chris Cuomo interview, she dropped a couple of C-bombs and was just, I mean, and Cuomo.
Well, he's on cable. He can let it go. Is he on Newsmax now?
Something like that,
it's something else. News Nation, I think.
But he's still an old school newsman who was trying to play it straight. Yeah, and there was a couple times he was.
You can't. Yeah. She knows people laugh. That's why she does it, you know?
No, Newsmax is where my pillow guy still has a form.
Oh, the jackass is right. Yeah. He's got credit there because he's not paying any bills.
There, if you're not, if Fox isn't right-wing enough for you, you got a Newsmax.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They're nasty. Rachel Ware joins us tomorrow on the program. You can talk about anything we've talked about over the past month or so.
What's your syndrome?
Yeah.
877-931-4TNT, and the email is TNT.
We'll make fun of any of those except
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.